Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. There are 26 shopping days until Christmas, but perhaps more jarring, just 11 working days for Congress before they go on break. Is that enough time to prevent the fiscal cliff, the automatic tax hikes on all Americans, and massive spending cuts set at the end of the year? Gail Chadwick of the Christian Science Monitor is here to catch us up. And Gail, the president is sticking with his call for allowing those Bush-era tax cuts to expire on income above $250,000. But House Speaker John Boehner responded to that today. What did he say?
He said no substantive progress has been made in these talks. It's not time for victory laps, he said. It's time for the president to lead. And that means discussing in a serious way what spending cuts he'd be willing to accept and to take up entitlements.
Well, haven't there been, let's just talk about what some see as signs of hope. President Obama also wanted to raise the two top tax rates to where they were previously, from 33% to 35%, 36% to 39.6%. And we thought we heard a whiff of wiggle room there, that it didn't necessarily have to go all the way, say, from 35 to 39.
How much of this debt has to be made up through tax rates. Mm-hmm. Can you do a lot of it through, as Boehner has proposed, capping tax breaks, which would also impact wealthier taxpayers?
Yeah, right. So perhaps a combination of raising some of the rates, but a little bit, but not fully, and then making up the difference by closing some loopholes.
That's it.
Right. Well, there was, you note, and others have, three big developments in Congress on both sides. Democrat Dick Durbin initially said that entitlement reform should be considered. He did back off that. Next, some Senate Republicans said they might abandon the Grover Norquist pledge against any tax increases. But then yesterday, conservative Republican Congressman Tom Cole said to his fellow Republicans, just pass those extensions for people, for income under $250,000, that's 98% of Americans, worry about the top earners in the new year. Now, if that was a trial balloon, how did it float?
You've got to look at all of this like the beginning of a wrestling match. You know, there are still some days left. I'm hearing both members and business people who are following this very closely say, don't get too thrown by a gesture here and there. But just statements to kind of try out positions. When Cole said, let's just pass the tax extenders for everybody but the top 2%, that was a break with Republican position up until that point. And it gave the Speaker a chance to say, no, we don't want to do that. So I think that's another, Cole is someone who's close to leadership. There might have even been a discussion between the two sides before they did that.
He might have been sent out to say it so that it could be reinforced, we don't want to do that?
That is the consensus among the journalists I've talked to. Hmm. But again, nobody knows. This is all faint. It could be done just to reassure some part of the base at a particular moment. The fact is, come the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, that's the range I'm hearing, someone will come up with a piece of paper, and that piece of paper may be what comes to be viewed as the solution to the fiscal cliff.
Well, what about on the Democratic side, this idea of maybe raising the age of receiving Medicare to 67? I thought I heard from Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday things like, Minority yes. Leader Nancy Pelosi yesterday, well, people who have worked very, very hard, and not had a desk job like me, they should be able to take it sooner. Might there be some sort of means test? Is that a balloon we're hearing?
It is, because everyone in Washington knows that the big gorilla in the room is entitlement spending and the soaring health care costs. What entitlement reform means is change the definition of who is eligible and when. And that is something that everyone acknowledges is going to have to be taken up. Mm-hmm. But not right now, is what Democrats are saying.
Well, but when? If not now, when? Because, as you said, 11 more days, because we forget they have a break coming up. Gail Chadwick of the Christian Science Monitor with the latest from Washington. Thanks, as always.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, you know what we're going to do? No fiscal cliff, no news headlines, just Tony Bennett in about 30 seconds, here and now.